Well, Dominic, it must be exciting times for you and everyone out at Settlers Hill to get the golf course reopened this summer after it was shut down for almost 2 years, and getting a renovation done and working with architect Greg Martin.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, everyone, the phones were off the hooks with like a couple of days, a week before we were about to open. So I was really antsy to get out here and play. So it was fun opening, well-executed opening, and our golf vision team did a great job. So,
well, I believe you're new to the property, correct? And so it's got to be nice to land at such a nice place.
Yeah, yeah, this is my first year under management. So, yeah, because I grew up here in Geneva. So coming out of college, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. But then I was working over at Hughes Creek, and an opportunity came up, and I took it. So it was awesome.
Well, tell us a little bit about Settlers Hill. You know, one of the things that is new to the property, it was the development of a driving range. And I know you hit a snag with getting range balls in this year, but the range itself looks pretty darn good.
Yeah, so yeah, so we're gonna have a new range next year. We'll be open and hoping to get our range balls in and all that good stuff. And then whole course, yeah, so every hole got touched. So like, we got brand new greens, fairway, tee boxes, bunkers, new irrigation system. Cause that seemed to be the problem for shutdowns, like just all the water, standing water. So new irrigation system, it's been working its wonders. And yeah, some new range, excited to get that open because a lot of people have been calling about it, seeing when it's open. So excited for that.
Well, that wasn't the only thing that got added to the property. There's a little bit of a four-hole short course, and I know that's a great way to work on your short game, but it also offers the opportunity to do some kids programming, groups, and lessons, and golf camps, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we have a four-hole par three course, and basically the longest hole is probably not even 60 yards, might be just less than that. It's just, yeah, great opportunity for kids to get involved in the game and just learn the game of golf. So, and also for adults, it's great wedge practice, putting practice, because that's like the most important part of the game.
Right next to that course is the old barn, and of course the barn that you're still working out of. But in spite of the fact that a new clubhouse is on the way, it sounds like there are still plans to incorporate that classic barn into the golf operation and the property operation going forward.
I'm not sure the exact when they plan to start opening or building the clubhouse, but yeah, so we rearranged the holes around where one's going to be where it's supposed to be the new clubhouse is. So once that gets all set, we got an actual trailer down there for next year we'll have open. So when people make the turn, they'll have to come all the way back up here to get stuff. So it's going to be really nice.
Well, tell us a little bit more about what you know. I know the construction hasn't really started on the new clubhouse yet, but that'll be more strategically located up there by the where the current first hole now is, and in between the start of the golf course and where the driving range is. But what can you tell us about it? When might they start working on it? And is there any kind of a target date for having it open?
No set target date. I know it's on the King County Forest Reserve. It's their opportunity to build that out, and it could be in the next 3 to 5 years. That's what we've been hearing, but yeah, there's no exact date. I haven't heard much about it, but that's the plan, is like 3 to 5 years.
Well, is there any drawings or anything that the Kane County group is looking at already at this point about how it'll look when it does get done?
I know there's in our clubhouse, there's like a little 3D map. Yeah, that shows it where it's supposed to go and all. I'm not sure what it's going to be like. It's going to be a two-story or what, but yeah, there's like little mappings on here in our clubhouse that shows like where it's going to be, where like the driving range will be and all that good stuff. So, but it's going to be, if you know, it looks like it might be similar to Hughes Creek clubhouse. That's what it kind of looks like on the map, but I'm not really sure to go in detail. I might ask King County Forest Reserve to let us know.
The golf course has, in places where there used to be somewhat maybe some beat up a little bit wooden bridges, have you replaced them? And I believe some of your cart path bridges over the water areas were brought in from another property and redone. Tell us a little bit about that process, because they really add a nice look to the golf course.
Because, yeah, beforehand, the bridges were, a little beat up. And then, the King County Forest Reserve, during during the construction, they brought in some people, cleaned that all up, and it looks really nice. So I think the holes 3 and then 4 to 5 is like brand new bridges, and it looks really pretty. So it's awesome.
Well, one of the things that Greg Martin did is he created two new holes on the golf course. And tell us about those two par three holes and what they bring to the property, because they are they're pretty sharp looking.
Yeah, so the first one on the front nine, it used to be a downhill, and then so Greg Martin got rid of, changed that up and decided to move it uphill, where it's like a pretty, it's a short shot, but it's a challenging shot because there's a bunker in the front right, and if you go short, you're going to fall all the way down to the fescue, and if you go long, you'll be right in the woods. So you have to be smart with your shot and can't miss short right, or I mean, if you hit the green, it's a chance you're going to roll all the way down to the left side of the green. And then on the back nine, it's called like an infinity green. Looks like it just drops straight down, and then it's a nice, it's pretty big green, so it's looks like it's a scary shot, but once you get up there, it's like, oh, okay, it's a nice little big green. Don't need to worry about it. It's bunker in the front right as well, so can't go short there. But yeah, two challenging holes, but fun holes as well. Greg Martin did a great job.
Well, tell us a little bit about what used to be the par 5 17th. It's now the par 5 16th hole, and Greg moved the tees up on the hill, and you've got incredible views from up there and elevation change that we don't normally see around the Chicagoland area. And what's been the reaction from golfers that have had a chance to play that hole already?
Yeah, people have really enjoyed that new hole. Instead of being right down, like down the hill and just in a layup, now people have a chance to either lay up just short of the water or try to carry over the water. And it's a great view, obviously. And then you get the water, get the whole big Batavia in the background and all that good stuff. Yeah, so I mean, golfers said they think that's gonna be like the new signature hole, and it's just a gorgeous view. So going up there, and then especially on a windy day, it's definitely a challenging shot off the tee. So,
well, I know that the new 10th hole is really amazing. And tell us about what's been done there and how strategic that one has to be played.
Yeah, So the tee box was originally on the left side of the pond, and then they shifted it over. And still, I think it's one of the most challenging par five holes on the course, and because if you want to go for it, you're going to have to hit a big shot because it's up, it goes straight downhill, then you go right up the hill to get to the green. So it's a challenging hole. You got the woods on the left and you got a bunch of trees on the right. So you really got to be smart with your shots there. And I tell people just be smart, lay up, and try to play for a par or a bogey because you can really lose a lot of strokes there on that hole if you don't play it smart.
Well, is there any other holes that you've heard the golfers talking about that is catching people's eye?
I would say, I mean, this year I've heard about 3 to 4 hole-in-ones on hole number 3, just another downhill par 3, and there's been like 3 or 4 already that people come in and said they've hit a hole-in-one, so that's been a fun hole for people because they get an opportunity to have a hole-in-one chance because it's downhill, and if you hit the green, it's going to spin back a little, so it's a great shot, a great opportunity to get a hole-in-one, so that's been one of the most exciting holes I've heard seen this year so far.
Well, I know that, unfortunately, I guess in the week ahead, the temperatures aren't supposed to be so great, but are you going to try to keep the golf course open for a little while longer, especially if we don't get any snow?
Yeah, we'll hopefully try to stay as long as we can through November, and depending on the weather, and if the snow just keeps coming in, then we're going to shut the course down for the remainder of the year. But as of now, yeah, we're just going to keep trying to stay open, and hopefully the weather just gets up for 1 week or something to the 50s, and then get some more golfers out here.
Okay, if someone wants to make a tee time, can they do it online through your website, or do they got to give you a call? And how do they do that? Where's the website, social media, and phone number, and things like that?
Yeah, so you can either call in or visit our website to book a tee time. It's at settlershill.com. And then if you want to reach our phone number, it's 630-232-1636. You can either call in, and then, or you can visit our website to take a look at the course, the scorecard, or you can book a tee time, all that good stuff on the website.
Okay, Dominic, thank you very much, and continued success for Settlers Hill. The golf course looks great, and I'm glad that you at least got to have it open for 3 months plus here during the 2022 golf season before Mother Nature and winter arrived, and you've got to look ahead to 2023.
Yeah, we're excited for next year. We'll get a nice little good spring, and this course will continue to grow. And then thanks to King County Forest Preserve for allowing us to manage this course. And then our golf fish did a phenomenal job of getting back in shape and getting it open for the public. So excited for next year.